for downloading this episode of Andy Jones Live. We hope that you'll be able to laugh and maybe even learn a little bit today.
All right, here we go, Kyle. It's time to shift our focus and look towards the American League. More specifically, let's talk about the Mariners. You know, we spent a little time last podcast episode, you know, just kind of talking about the offseason. But now let's look in depth at this team.
Okay.
Cano in the lineup and Felix at the top of your rotation. We know those things.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else seems, I don't know, iffy.
Sketchy.
How do you look at the team? What do you think of the Mariners as a team?
Well, I think our identity over the last couple of years has been pitching, defense, you know, try to win 4-3 games, 3-2 games. Obviously, that hasn't worked out too well.
Right.
So, obviously, they brought in Robinson Cano, who has proven himself to be an offensive threat. And then you have guys like Dustin Ackley, Justin Smoke, who are projected and supposed to be better than they have turned out to be.
Mm-hmm.
And every spring, it seems like I find myself hearing that they're hitting the ball well, and it's, you know, they're hitting doubles and extra base hits and driving in runs, and I start to get excited about it. And then the season comes around, and they hit 235.
Yep.
So hopefully that won't be that way this year. I think if those guys can get going and provide some more consistency to the middle of the lineup, it's going to help the team be better. It's ultimately going to help Robinson Cano be better. My concern right now is the pitching staff.
Yeah.
It's kind of banged up. You know, you had three really good starters, and now you only have one of them to start the season. So that's a concern for me.
You're referencing Hisashi Iwakuma and his injury.
Right.
And a young prospect, really.
Yep.
But Taiwan Walker being out as well. But both of them are supposed to be back. Hopefully they will be.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes for an interesting rotation. They went out just the other day and signed Chris Young to bolster their staff. And yeah, I'm with you. I tend to think that if the Mariners staff can get healthy, they actually have a fairly decent rotation.
Right.
And with Fernando Rodney on the back end, closing out games, potentially they could be good, but that's just me being hopeful. That's what happens in baseball. You kind of get swept away in the whole thing. And and I don't know, when you look at this team, let's throw out some numbers, just predictions for Cano. We'll go to home runs, but what's his average going to be?
I think, first of all, I'm not sure the last season that a Mariner has hit over 300. So I'm going to say that's going to be broken this year.
Okay.
And Robinson Cano will continue to do what he has been doing throughout his career, and he'll hit above 300. I don't know what that means. It could be right at 300.
Okay.
It could be 308. I don't know.
All right.
300.
I like that. So right on the button.
Yeah.
0.300.
Yeah, I'm going to pick 300 on the dot.
Okay, I like that. I'll go, man, me and my optimism, I'll go 310. I think he can hit 310. You know, open alleys, maybe some doubles for him.
Yeah.
How about home runs? What kind of power numbers will he produce?
Well, that's the interesting thing. I don't think he's ever hit 30 home runs. Maybe once.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It seems to be mid to upper 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
that
in
was
New York.
In New York with the short porch and right. So I'm going to say he's going to go 22 home runs.
22 home runs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right there. 22 home runs. I mean, if trying to be competitive, I'd say 23. But no, I mean, I think you're right. Low 20s for home runs.
Yep.
Who else surprises? We'll go on the offensive side. Who else surprises us this year and actually develops? I mean, you got these young players. You got Brad Miller at short. You have Kyle Seager, who's been solid at third.
Yep.
You have Abraham Almonte out in center field.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin Ackley still trying to develop. Justin Smoke, my goodness. Yep. Would he please learn to hit with runners in scoring position? Who surprises you this year?
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that Justin Smoke.
Oh, my goodness.
I know you're not going to agree with this. But I'm going to say he doesn't hit as many home runs as we think, but I say he hits a lot more doubles, and the coach's name escapes me all of a sudden, the Mariners coach.
Mm-hmm. Lloyd McClendon?
Yeah, Lloyd McClendon. He said, I think he can have more doubles than anybody else in the league.
Wow.
I don't think he's going to do that, but I think he is a big key, especially in the middle of the lineup. If he can hit even 260, 265, give us some spark, give us some clutch base hits.
Yeah.
I think that would be huge for offense.
I hope you're right. It's kind of the theme, I hope. But, man, I really have a tough time with Justin Smoke. The poor guy just does not seem to hit with runners in scoring position. He's a pop-out strikeout
yep.
or double play machine
yeah.
in those scenarios, sure. unfortunately, so far. But you're right. He's been working hard all spring training, trying to get better. Who's a breakout guy? Mike Zunino behind the plate. I mean, can Corey Hart resurrect his career right. somehow? Mm-hmm. I don't know about any of that. I would say that I think Dustin Ackley
yeah.
will remember how to hit. Remember when they drafted him with the second overall pick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in, I think it's the 2009 draft. Mm-hmm. He was widely considered the best hitting prospect in the draft. And so I'd like to see him regain some form and maybe even hit, shoot, I'll be adventurous, 280.
Yeah.
Hit 280 out in left field for us. I think that'd yeah. be fantastic.
That would be awesome.
So, all right, let's get to some picks. And we've already embarrassed ourselves with our National League picks. So we may as well embarrass ourselves with our American League picks. We'll do the same thing. We'll work our way back from the East Coast to the West Coast, and we'll mm-hmm. pick each division, and then we'll finish up with wild card teams. Okay, so East has the Red Sox, world champions, mm-hmm. the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Rays, and the Baltimore Orioles.
I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Rays. Last year, Boston won it, but I'm a little pessimistic or... I just don't think David Ortiz is going to put up the numbers he did last year.
Yeah.
He's 38, which other guys who have been 38, not to name names, Barry Bonds have done great things, but we don't want to talk about that today.
Yeah, right.
But I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Rays. They had 92 wins last year. I think they can at least do that.
Sure.
Maybe get close to eclipsing 100 games.
I'm right there with you, man. I can't disagree. I have always liked Joe Maddon, their manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, Will Myers, young AL Rookie of the Year, actually. Just seems to be a can't-miss kind of player. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'd like the Rays as well in the East. The Central has the Indians, surprise team from last year, the White yep. Sox, the Tigers, the Kansas City Royals, another surprise team, and the Minnesota Twins.
Ooh. I want to immediately jump out and just say the Tigers, but I'm actually going to say that Cleveland passes them.
Whoa.
I'm going to say it wasn't okay. a fluke. They're okay. on the uprise, and yeah. I'm going to say they take the Central this year.
Okay. Okay, and I'll do the same thing. I'll pick a surprise team, but mine's going to be the Royals.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Lord, Royals. And I don't know why, other than it's baseball and it's mm-hmm. a long season. And who knows? It'd be good for the people of Kansas City. They've yeah. suffered a long time like we have out here in Seattle. So let's pick the Royals for the Central. The West, our own home division, has the A's, the Angels, the M's, the Texas Rangers, and the Houston Astros, which I don't think anybody will pick.
I won't pick the Houston Astros, that is for sure. I'm going to pick the Texas Rangers.
Okay, why?
To win. I still think they've added Prince Fielder.
Yeah.
Which I like that for them in the middle of that lineup in that ballpark for 81 of their games. I actually think he's gonna do some damage. I don't know. I just kind of have a hunch. I think, you know, Oakland won it. But I think Texas is going to do it.
Yep.
The Angels were a surprise bust, I think, last year.
Yeah.
To many, bringing in some of their offense that they brought in, and I don't even think they won 80 games last year.
Sure.
But I'm going to go with Texas.
I'm with you again. I agree. I think the Rangers are the class.
Are you looking
of the
at my
AL
list?
I'm looking at looking over your shoulder.
Yeah. Right.
I think they're. I don't know that clearly is the right word, but they're pretty darn close to the clear best team in the
right.
West. Oakland, of course, somehow is always good. The Angels have tons of money
yeah.
and investment in their
yep.
team. But I think Texas has the edge and the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd really like to go. I don't have a lot of reasons to ever go to Texas, but their ballpark
yeah,
might be
that
one
would
of
be
them.
Cool.
I'd like to go see it.
Yeah.
So Texas in the West. Okay, you get two wild card teams. I get two wild card teams. Since you've been going first, I'll jump out with mine.
Okay.
I'm going to pick the Yankees.
All right.
And Michael Pineda. Remember him from Seattle?
Yeah, I do.
Uh-huh. He's in the rotation. I'm going to pick the Yankees to make the playoffs as a wild card, and the Tigers, who I did not pick in the Central. So Tigers and Yankees. So again, my picks would be Tigers and Yankees as the wild card teams, Tampa Bay Rays to win the East, the Royals to win the Central, and Texas to win the West.
Okay. That's crazy. So you have the world champion Boston Red Sox
out of the playoffs.
Sitting at home in
October. And I will laugh. I will laugh.
That's great. All right. Well, I'm going to agree with you and say they miss it, and I'm going to go with the Yankees as well, and I'm going to go with the Kansas City Royals. So
Whoa.
Detroit's going to miss
Detroit's
the
out.
Yeah.
With their highly touted, highly paid Miguel Cabrera?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a crazy year.
Okay. So who do you have coming out of the American League? Pick the American League winner, and then we'll pick a National League winner, and then we'll pick a world champion. Who's going to win the American League?
I'm going to go with the Texas Rangers. Okay. I think they're going to get back to the World Series.
Yeah, all right. And I'm going to pick the Rays.
Okay.
Joe Maddon and the Rays will win the American League for no good reason other than I really do like Joe Maddon.
Yeah.
I think he's a great manager, and I think they'll win it. How about out of the National League?
National League, I'm going to go with the Nationals.
Okay. National League, the Nationals win.
I think it's going to be the Nationals and the Rangers in the World Series.
And who wins?
I'm going to go with the Nationals, which is pretty upsetting if you're a Texas fan, because that's three World Series appearances in, what, the last 5 years?
Yes.
And you've lost all of them.
Oh,
that's brutal.
And the one you lost two times, you were down to your final strike to win it.
Final strike.
Two different times against the Cardinals. The Cardinals beat them. David Freese. Ooh. Man, I have the Rays playing the – who do I want them to play? I'll have the Rays play the Pirates.
Ooh,
because I think that'd be exciting.
Yeah.
You know, two teams, maybe less known nationally.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll have the Rays play the Pirates, and I'll have the Rays and Joe Maddon being World Series champions, which would just, you know, kind of twist the knife in the back of a Seattle Mariner fan. Because we've been around since 1977 and cannot win this thing. Last question. We'll be done. We'll be off the air, and people can laugh at our picks. How many wins will the Seattle Mariners have? I think the over-under, honestly, would be about 78 wins. Do you think they'll win more than that, less than that?
Well, logically, I want to say they would lose 90 games again.
Sure.
But I want to be a glass half full guy.
Okay.
So I'm going to say we eclipse 500 and we get 82 wins.
Beautiful.
82
wins. Beautiful. And 80. Good for you. I tend to be like you. I think the rational part of my mind says they're going to lose,
right,
you know, and maybe only get to 74, 75 wins. But I'm trying to be an optimist, and I will predict, I'll go on record, I think 83.
Okay.
83 wins is the number.
Hey, if they get 83 wins, I'll buy you lunch.
Okay. And if they get 82, you'll buy me lunch.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Kyle, for doing it. And to people that like baseball and would like to predict, send them in. We'd love to hear from you. Who wins the divisions in the American League, the National League? Who's your league winner, and who's your world champion? Thanks for listening, and let's play ball.
Check back next Thursday for another edition of Andy Jones Live. For more information or resources from Andy, check out his website at andyjoneslive.com.